Hello, everyone, and welcome to All The Way Live Free Yoga Podcast with me, Faith Hunter. This is episode number 12. Today's episode was recorded at my yoga crib, Shakti Mind Body Studio, located right here in Washington, D.C. The essence of today's level 2 class is all about the hard and soft quality of your yoga practice, as well as your life. I'm not going to get into all of the juicy details of today's class because I really want you to just dig in deep and enjoy the session. Don't forget, hit me up on my iTunes, hit me up on my blog/podcast page, or email me at info@faithhunter.com. Enjoy the sweetness, everybody. Love life to the fullest. Embrace life with passion. Namaste.
Come into a comfortable cross-legged position. I'll have some hips and shoulders tonight, which is good. Go in and rest your hands on your knees. Pull up your eyes closed, sitting up nice and tall. And so I was thinking, this afternoon, now I have like all this time to think. When, just wait, Karen. There's going to be a whole lot of thinking going on. Yes, I did, like a couple weeks ago. So it's good because I can sit online and look at yoga stuff without worrying if someone's tracking my internet usage. So I can always look at really cool yoga sites. But anyway, so in preparation for class tonight, the thing that I was thinking about, and it just made me think because I was also kind of into my personal practice this afternoon, and what came up for me was soft and hard. Like that element of softness and hardness. And in the practice of yoga, right, we try our best to find this softness of our hearts, but we really, in the process, push our bodies to the edge, to the limit, in a very hard kind of way in order to reach that softness. So it's kind of digging really deep in order to open up. The one thing that it did make me think about was ice, and how the element of ice is, you know, when you freeze it, when you freeze water, right, it turns into ice and it's really, really hard. But then when you take it out and it melts, it covers huge surface and it softens, spreads out. And then it brought me back to my heart. And when you soften your heart, you have this amazing way to touch many lives, and it just spreads out. So as we move through our practice, right, we're gonna put in some hip work, which is always intense. Soften up those shoulders, and we'll have a good class. Bring your hands to your heart space. Let the thumbs rest in the middle. Take a deep inhale together. Fall to your knees once again, and just begin begin to take a subtle twist over to your right side. Let the right hand fall behind you. Let the left hand come to your knee. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Taking three more deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Last two. Breathing in. Exhale. One more. Inhale. And exhale. Slowly begin to twist over to the other side. Lengthening, growing long with your inhale, and exhale, going a little further. Taking three more, nice and long. Inhale, exhale, twist. Inhale, exhale. Last one, everybody. Slowly make your way back to center. Walk your hands out in front of you, folding forward. And so, finding that softness in the heart, let it melt, let it surrender to the mat. Bless you. Go on and walk your fingertips over to the right side, letting the chest fold over the right thigh and knee. Relax the neck. Hold here. Soften the left hip. One more breath. And walk it over to the other side. Nice and easy. Folding over that left leg. Last breath. Come on back to center. Slowly roll over onto your hands and knees. Bring your big toes together. Open the knees out wide and release into your child's pose. Letting yourself surrender right there. Taking three more breaths. Inhale, exhale. One more. Slither yourself forward, coming into Bhujangasana, Cobra Pose. So out of your child's pose, slide the heart forward. Toes extend behind you, belly on the mat. Hug the elbows into your ribs. Draw the belly button into your spine. One more breath. Bring your hips back to your heels, child's pose, and then curl the toes under, downward facing dog. Pause for another breath here. Inhale out into plank pose. Lower your knees and then lower your chest. Ardha Chaturanga. Inhale, Bhujangasana, Cobra Pose. Shoulders roll back and down. Send your hips to your heels, child's pose. And then curl the toes under, downward facing dog. One more inhale out into plank pose. Lower your knees, lower your chest. Ardha Chaturanga. Bhujangasana, nice and slow. Hold here. And then press up to King Cobra, lifting the belly off the mat. Here we go. Shoulders back and down. Curl the toes under, lift the hips up, downward facing dog. Lift your right leg high into the sky. Flex the foot. Oh, watch out behind you. Inch up a little bit. Go on and step your right foot between your hands. Come into a lunge. Drop the back knee down to the mat and curl your back toes. Arms float up. And go on and interlace those hands over your head. Extend your index fingers. Finding Kali Mudra. Relax those shoulders. Heart keeps lifting up. Sinking deeply into it. Inhale. Exhale. Exhale. Palms to the mat. Step the right foot back to meet your left, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, chaturanga, stay with knees and chest. Inhale, upward facing dog or cobra. Curl the toes under, downward dog. Carry your left leg up into the sky, flex the foot. And step the left foot between your hands, back knee down, arms come up, interlace, send that energy right through those index fingers. Lifting high. Two more breaths. Staying connected with the Ujjayi breath as we move in and out of our practice tonight. One more. Palms to the mat. Step your right foot forward. Uttanasana, forward bend. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold and release. One more. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold. Go on and soften the knees. Roll your bodies all the way up. Let your head be the last thing to rise. Shoulders back and down. All right, guys, bring your big toes together. You can leave a little space between your heels. Finding Tadasana, Samasthitihi. Bring your hands to your hearts. Let the thumbs rest in the middle. And go in and close your eyes if they're not already shut. And then connect with any inspiration for your practice tonight. Maybe even finding something that may be hard or heavy in your life. Find a way to soften it over the next hour or so. Bend the knees, Utkatasana, one breath, inhale. Exhale, dive and fold over your legs. Inhale, flat back. As you exhale, step the right leg back into a lunge. Drop the right knee down. Draw your hands to your heart as you inhale. Exhale, twist to the left side. Right elbow to the outside of the left knee. Now keep sinking those hips forward, pressing the palms together. And as those palms press together, the elbows move away. And the center of the chest works its way to meet the thumbs. One more breath. Slowly inhale, draw the arms back up, lift the chest, arch it back a little bit, and exhale, palms to the mat, step it back, downward facing dog. Moving through your vinyasa, inhale to plank, and you always have the option. You can take single chaturanga or double it up. Inhale, up dog, exhale, downward dog. Take another breath, inhale, exhale fully. Carry your right leg high into the sky. Step the right foot between your hands. Sweep both arms up into the sky for a high lunge, keeping the left leg off the mat, left knee off. Interlace your fingertips behind your back or your hands behind you. Really press those palms together. Inhale, lift the chest, arch your back, and as you exhale, fold forward so that right shoulder is hovering over your right thigh. Lift the arms off the back body so the spine stays straight, the crown of the head's extending forward, the shoulders just hovering, and the left heel is extending back. One more breath. Go on and release the palms to the mat. Step the left foot forward to meet your right. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold and release. Bend the knees, Utkatasana. Inhale. And exhale, fold over and release. Inhale, flat back. Step the left leg back into a lunge. Drop the left knee down. Bring your hands to your heart center. And exhale, dig deep and soften in that twist. Spinning the center of the chest up. Letting the hips sink. Taking one more breath. Inhale, arms up. Nice little lift. And exhale, palms to the mat. Step it back, downward dog. Moving on through. Inhale to plank. Chaturanga. Inhale, Urdhva Mukha. Exhale, downward dog. Let's take three breaths here. Just holding. Ooh, that was a little pop, huh? One more breath, guys. Inhale, let it go. Let the head hang heavy. All right, left leg, sweep it high into the sky. Step the left foot between your hands as you exhale. Draw the arms up into the sky. High lunge. Keep the shoulders relaxed. One more here. Hands behind your back. Interlace those fingers. Inhale. Lift the chest up a little higher. Exhale. Fold forward so that the left shoulder is hovering over the left thigh. Keep the spine long. Crown of the head extending forward. Really reach back with that right heel. Now engage in Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. Keep you nice and steady. One more breath. Palms to the mat. Step the right foot forward. Fold over both legs. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold and release. Bend the knees, Utkatasana. Inhale, lift the arms high. And exhale, Tadasana, Samasthiti. All right, guys. Go on and take your right foot to the inside of the left thigh for your Vrikshasana, tree pose. And arms go up into the sky, spreading those left toes wide. Now watch the tailbone, yeah? Curl it under, draw the belly in. Keep your eyes in one spot. Shoulders relaxed. There you go. Nice and steady. Beautiful work, guys. One more breath. Take your hands behind your back. Interlace those fingers again. Extend the right leg behind you for Warrior Three, Virabhadrasana Three. Now, while you're here, yeah, rolling that right hip down, flexing the right foot, reaching all the way back behind you, but the crown of the head is going to reach and touch your neighbor in front of you. Inwardly spiraling that right thigh. One more breath. Now you're going to engage your core, lift the torso up, bring the right foot back into your tree pose. Steady, steady. There we go. I know. And then slide the arms over your heads. Yep. Spread those left toes wide. Let's take two more breaths. We got it. We got it. One more breath. No worries. And exhale, release. Shake it out. Nice work, guys. All right. So thinking about kind of coming back to that soft and hard, right? It feels intense. Especially that Warrior Three, but find the lightness in it. Here we go. Grounding through the right foot, bring the left foot to the inside of the right thigh, finding your tree pose. Carry the arms up into the sky. Keep your gaze in one spot, finding that Drishti. Keeping the breath steady. Let's take another breath here. And here we go. Relax the arms. Go in and slide them behind your back. Interlace your fingers and carry that left leg all the way behind you. Warrior Three. Roll that left hip down. Flex the left foot. Crown of the head forward. Draw the belly in. You got it. One more breath. Now staying connected and grounded through the right foot. Slowly draw your chest up. Left foot comes back into your tree pose. Right by that left thigh or left or right calf muscle. And the arms go up. Let's take two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. One more. Breathe in deeply. And release. Nice work, guys. Tops of your mats. And here we go. Bend the knees. Utkatasana. Powerful chair pose. Bring your hands to your heart. Exhale. Twist to the right side. Once you get there, drop the left hand down to the outer edge of your right foot. And left arm up. We're twisting to the right. Yeah. Everybody's like, And then take your right hand behind your back to your left hip. There you go. Yes. Now check out those knees. If that left knee is creeping forward, that means the left hip needs to draw back. Keep twisting. Now, one thing about twist, yeah, fires up the belly center. It helps to heat up the body. So finding that fire and heat, using it to melt away that hardness we don't need. One more breath. Exhale, Utkatasana. Release, come back into your Utkatasana. Hands to your heart. Let's twist it over to the other side. Drop the right hand down. Slide that left arm up. Take your gaze up past your left thumb. And then when you're ready, find your bind, letting the left hand drop behind you. Keep sinking those hips and twisting. There we go. A few more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. One more. Last breath, guys. Let it go. Fold forward over your legs. All right, let's begin to jump it back. Inhale, flat back. Step or jump back. Chaturanga Dandasana. Moving on through your vinyasa. Up dog and down dog. Take your right leg, lift it high into the sky. Step your right foot between your hands. Come up, warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Right arm goes up, left arm slides down your leg. And then let both hands drop to the mat, plank pose. Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. One movement, one breath to generate the heat, to melt it away. Left leg lifts high into the sky. Exhale, left foot between your hands. Virabhadrasana. One. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Exhale, palms to the mat, plank pose, chaturanga. Move it on through. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Take two breaths. Inhale. Exhale fully. One more. Inhale, right leg lifts high into the sky. Step the right foot between your hands. Come on up, warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. This time, find extended side angle. Right hand to the inside of the right leg. Left arm goes over your head. So finding a nice clean line from the left heel to the left fingertips. Holding here for two more breaths as those hips sink and the center of the chest lifts up into the sky. Last breath. Come on back up, warrior two. As you inhale, exhale, palms to the mat, plank pose, chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Left leg, sweep it on up. Step it between your hands. Virabhadrasana one as you inhale. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Exhale, extended side angle. Slide the right arm over. Now with that left arm on the inside of the left leg, use it to press the left leg open. Reaching that right arm over. Mm-hmm. Dropping those hips. One more breath. Bring it on back up, warrior two. And then exhale, carry those palms down, plank pose. Chaturanga, Urdhva Mukha, and Adho Mukha. Nice work, guys. One more breath. Take a deep inhale, rise into your toes, step or jump your feet between your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold and release. Go on and open your feet out hip bone distance apart. Take your index and middle fingers, hook them around your big toes. Hold on tight. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold forward. Taking the crown of the head all the way down as the hips tip up into the sky. So those elbows are sliding out to the side. Nice work, guys. Yeah, go deep. Take it on down. Open up the backs of the legs. Two more breaths, everybody. Let that head hang. One more breath. Now, all you're going to do, keep your index and middle finger hooked around the right big toe. Place your hand on the left hip. Shift your weight over to the left leg and begin to lift the right leg straight up. Anybody need a strap? If you need a strap, grab your strap. Coming into Utthitasana Padmasana. Yeah. Engaging Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. Find the lift, yeah? Extend your right heel out in front of you. Now soften those shoulders back and down. Lift the chest up a little higher. One more breath. Now finding the intensity here. Take your left hand. You can bend the right knee. Left hand wraps around the outside of your right foot, finding a twist. Sweep the right arm back behind you as you exhale. Now drop that right hip. Create some length through the right side, those right ribs. One more breath. Woo, find it. Okay, everybody bring it back to the front. Let it go. Shake it out. Tadasana. Here we go. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up over your head. Exhale, dive and fold forward. Go on and place the index fingers on your left hand around your left big toe. Right hand to your hip. Now you can lift that left leg straight out in front of you, or you can bend the left knee into your chest a little bit to help you find that lift. Lifting the torso, the left leg will follow. Coming into Utthitasana. Shoulders roll back and down. Really lift the front body, lift the chest. Right here in this intense posture, find the softness, find the lightness. All right, guys, let's twist it out. Right hand to the outside of the left foot. Exhale as you move deeper into it. Inhale, find some length through your left side by relaxing that left hip. One more breath. Bring it on back to the front. And release, shake it out. All right, guys. Tops of your mats, big toes together. Here we go. Bend the knees, Utkatasana. One breath, inhale. Exhale, dive and fold over your legs. Inhale, flat back. Step or jump back, Chaturanga. Nice, moving on through, up dog and down dog. Take your right leg, lift it high into the sky. As you exhale, draw your right knee to your nose. Hold it here. Slide those shoulders forward so the shoulders are hovering over your wrist. Round the back, round a little cat back here. Really scoop the belly in. Take two more breaths here, inhale. Exhale, one more. Inhale, sweep the right leg back up into the sky. As you exhale, step the right foot between your hands. Inhale up, warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. As you exhale, straighten the right leg, lengthen a little bit more through the right side of the body, and then dive into your triangle pose. Tip the hips back, right hand to your mat or to your shin, left arm sweeps up into the sky. Now let's go deep. So if you want, yeah, play with that bind. Drop the left hand behind your back. If you feel nice and open, slide the right arm under your right leg. Find a full bind in your triangle. There it is. Keep grounding through the feet, sending the center of the chest right on up. Beautiful, Karen. Nice work, guys. Two more breaths here. Inhale. Exhale. One more. All right, guys. Let's soften that right knee. Let's go for it. Take a deep inhale. Step the left foot forward, finding bird of paradise. Yeah. Grounding down through your left foot. Engage and lift the body up. Yeah, that right leg will follow. Send the pelvis forward. Lift and expand and open the chest. And then find the extension through the right leg. Flex or point that foot. Or you can wave goodbye and hello with the foot. You know, move it around a little bit. One more breath. Ease the right foot down. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, step the left foot back. Let's all find warrior two. Release the bind. Come on up. Take another breath. Inhale. Exhale. Palms to the mat. Plank pose. Chaturanga. Single or double it up. Your choice. We'll all meet back up in downward facing dog. Left leg, sweep it up high. Draw the left knee in. Hug it into your chest. Send the shoulders forward, round the back. A few more breaths. Hold it, but keep moving with the breath. All right, inhale the left leg back up, full extension through that leg, and then step the left foot between your hands. Warrior one, as you inhale. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Inhale, straighten the left leg. Exhale, triangle pose. Tip the hips to the right. Nice, carry that arm up, find the lift. And then when you're ready, soften into the bind. Right hand behind your back. Left arm threads underneath if you want to go there. Nice, guys. Let's take another breath. Reminder that we're not in an ashram, we're in an urban city. Take a deep inhale, step the right foot to meet your left. Grounding down through the right foot as you inhale. Lift the torso, the left leg will follow. Send the pelvis forward as you lift. Yeah. Bird of paradise. Uh-oh, let me move out of the way of the foot. Check out that right foot. Spread it wide. Try not to grip the toes, but release them into the mat. One more breath, guys. Woo. All right. Slowly lower the left foot. And step back. Stepping the right foot back, everybody. Inhale up, warrior two. Exhale, palms to the mat. Plank pose. Single or double chaturanga is your choice. Up dog, down dog. And if you need to, take a child's pose. Drop the knees down. If not, stay in your down dog for the next two or three breaths. One more. All right, guys. Drop those forearms to the mat. And you can take dolphin pose, power dolphin, or you can find forearm stand. Anybody need a spot, let me know. Okay. Take your time. Engage whenever you're ready. There you go. Nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's good. That's good. Because I didn't even pull you up. I mean, you were really nice and light. Anybody else? Come on up. I'm right here. There you go. Squeeze and draw that other leg up. Squeeze the thighs. There you go. Squeeze. Mm-hmm. Press down on the forearms. Nice lift. Whenever you're ready, come back. There you go. All right, guys. You can come off the forearms and release into child's pose. Take two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. One more. All right, curl the toes under, lift the hips up, downward facing dog. Take a deep inhale, rise into your toes, step or jump your feet between your hands. Inhale, flat back, exhale, fold. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Exhale, hands by your side, crash into your neighbor. Okay, guys, so we're going to take floating pigeon to eagle, and then into another nice warrior three. Out of warrior three, we're going to open that hip and then take our Ardha Chandrasana. Yeah. Floating pigeon, I'll say it again, floating pigeon, eagle pose, Virabhadrasana three. Ardha Chandrasana. Okay, it's kind of a little dance here. Oh, dancing is the Macarena. Let's try this dance. All right. Floating pigeon first. So the right ankle is going to cross over at the left knee. Make sure you're bending that left knee. Sink those hips down. Bring your hands to your hearts. And if you want, you can hinge forward, dropping the fingertips down to the mat. Now, of course, if you want to get down there and do some other dancing, you're definitely welcome to. So if you're down there doing the other juicy dance, hook that right foot, flex it, hook it around the left tricep, stacking the right knee on top of the right tricep. Engage, Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, shift the weight forward, yeah, onto those palms, and then the left foot lifts up. Nice work, guys. And then come on back up. Mm-hmm. And then just let that right leg slide on top of the left. Finding your eagle, let the right arm slide underneath. Lift the fingertips high, right in line with your shoulders. Now you can stay here or begin to fold forward, bringing your elbows to meet your knees. Nice work, guys. Ooh, I say we're ready to come out of eagle. Release, find warrior three. Release those arms. Take them where you want them. You can bring the arms alongside your hips. You can extend the arms out in front of you. You can bring your hands to your heart. But check out that right hip. It's rolling down. Yeah? Square the hips to the floor. One more breath. We're not going to stay here long. We'll enjoy the juiciness of our half moon pose. So Begin to lower your left fingertips down underneath your left shoulder, and now open the hip so your chest is fanning out to the right side. The right foot lifts up a little bit higher. Yeah, the right arm lifts up. Yeah. Stacking the right hip on top of the left. And I say, keep on with the dance. Bend the right knee if you want. Grab the top of the right foot. And then as you do that, press the foot into the palm and press the heart forward and up. One more breath. And begin to release. Release the right foot next to your left. And then come on up to stand. Nice work, guys. Just pause for a few breaths. Yeah. Checking in with those subtleties right now, feeling the layers that are coming back, peeling back those sheets, slowly making our way right to Anamaya Kosha, the bliss. Okay, so let's dance it out on the other side. Left ankle crosses over your right knee. Slowly bending that right knee, making our way right to the softness, to the juiciest sheath of all. Go on and drop those fingers down to the mat. Palms can come to the mat. You can shift the weight forward or stay right where you are. Now, if you're shifting the weight onto the arms, taking your arm balance, hooking the left foot around the right tricep, the left knee rest on the left arm. Keep the gaze moving forward. Spread the fingers wide. And find the lightness here. Soften the pose. What's going on? You can. Most definitely. And slowly draw it up, everybody. Take your time. And finding your eagle once you lift the torso up, squeezing the thighs now. Carrying that left arm underneath your right. Draw those fingertips up. And use those eagle eyes to keep you steady. And fold if you wanna, bringing the elbows to meet the knees. I know, I feel it. I'm not doing it, but I feel it. Okay, guys, take your time. Come on up. Woo. Collect the breath if you've lost it, finding warrior three, nice and slow, sliding that left leg behind you. Crown of the head forward, left heel back. When you're ready, transitioning to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose, right hand drops down. Left hip rolls up and open. Flex in that hip. Go on and bend the knee. Grab the foot. Take your time. And then press the heart out and up. And even slide the gaze up. One more breath. And release. Bring your left foot to meet your right. Shake it out. Soften the knees. Roll on up to stand. Tadasana. Bring your big toes together. Bring your hands to your heart space. And just let yourself be. Close those eyes. So putting our body through the torture, the juicy torture, yeah, finding the intensity and softening the heart, making our way right to the bliss part, right to the sweetness. Taking two more breaths, nice and easy. All right, everybody. Bend the knees, Utkatasana, last one. Exhale, fold over your legs. Inhale, flat back. Step or jump back, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, out into plank pose. Lower yourself all the way down to your bellies. And just let your body rest. Sting your toes back behind you. Go on and interlace your fingertips behind your back. Finding Salabhasana, draw those thighs together, reach the toes behind you, inhale and lift up, squeezing, there we go, nice little lift, one more, exhale, release, turn your head to the side. Let's take this one more time. Interlace your fingertips behind your back. Inhale, lift up. Breathing easy, drawing the belly button into your spine. Let's take another one. Little lift. And release. Turn the head to the other side. And plop. All right, guys. Urdhva Dhanurasana. Or Dhanurasana, not Urdhva, just Dhanurasana. Yeah. Bow pose. There we go. Grab the tops of the feet or your ankles or stay where you are. Inhale and lift. Nice. Lift the chest. We'll soften the shoulders back as you lift the heart a little bit higher. Take another breath. And release. Relax the body. Shimmy those hips from side to side if you feel any tightness in your lower back. All right, everybody, one more. Bow pose, Dhanurasana. Bend the knees, grab the tops of the feet. Inhale and lift. Holding, holding. One more and release. Shimmy the hips and bring your hands underneath your shoulders. You're going to curl the toes under and just trying a different sensation here. We're going to lift right up into downward facing dog, or just curl the toes, press into down dog. Take your time, draw the hips up and lift down dog. I know, the back is talking. I know. Go with it, go with it. Feel it, feel the difference, feel the difference. Just lift right on up into down dog. There we go. All right, guys, so stay with me. Lower out into your plank pose. Lower your knees to the mat. Come onto all fours. And then lift your chest up, coming into camel pose. So keeping that back in that juicy spot, yeah? Coming into camel. You can keep the tops of the feet on the mat or curl the toes under. Drop those hands to your heels. I'm going to get your blocks. We're going to take three. So lifting the heart up. And let that head fall back. Find lift right here. Mm-hmm. Two more breaths, guys. Lifting. There we go. One more. Inhale. Come on and lift the torso up. Let the hips sink back on your heels. Turn the palms up. And just close the eyes. All right, second one. Lift on up into your knees. Go on back. Camel pose. Take your time. Lift the heart up. There it is. Uh-oh, Camille. Block's not far on that back. You're like, where was that block? Okay, there we go. All right, come on up. Have a seat on your heels. This time, bring your hands to your heart. And just feel the beat. Feel the lightness in the body. Okay, guys, release. Find our third one. Here we go. Lift up. Take it on back. There you go, Camille. Nice work, guys. Oh. And when you're ready, come on up and ease into that child's pose. Ooh, yummy. Yeah. Just fold on into it. So definitely, you can take child's pose or you can take your rabbit. Whichever one feels right. But I definitely want you guys to stay here for at least 8 breaths and just kind of be in this forward fold. Be in the softness of your bliss body, right? Anandamaya Kosha, right there in the juiciness. Bend the knees, bring the soles of the feet to the mat, and then roll onto your backs. And we're going to all start out with bridge pose, yeah, but make sure those feet are hip bone distance apart. Just reach your fingers down so you can almost touch those fingers with the heels. Pressing down on the soles of the feet, inhale, lift up into your bridge. Half wheel here. Interlace those hands under your body. Lift up a little bit higher. And if you want to go a little bit further, begin to release the fingertips and then bend the elbows so that the hands come right underneath your lower back to support the lower back. There we go. One more breath, everyone. Taking your time, nice and controlled. If your hands are on your lower back, release them and then slowly articulate the back and the spine, releasing down, letting the hips be the last thing to touch. Bring the soles of the feet together. Open the knees wide once you lower onto your backs. Hold here for a few more breaths. All right, draw those knees together, soles of the feet on the mat. This one, we're gonna stay here for 8 breaths, so you can stay with your bridge pose, right? Or you can take full wheel. Now we'll take our Urdhva Dhanurasana. Hands slide behind your shoulders, palms to the mat, fingertips facing in. Press down on the feet and the palms. Inhale, lift up. Let's dance again. Yeah, go on and take that right leg up into the sky. Ooh, lift it high. Flex that right foot. Hold here. One more breath. One more breath. Ease the right foot down. Carry the left leg up. Nice and easy. Let that head relax, everybody. One more breath. Ease it down. And then when you're ready, come all the way down. Nice work, guys. Tuck the chin in and release. Bring the soles of the feet together. Open the knees wide. One more breath. And take your hands behind your knees. Close the legs. Draw your knees into your chest. Give yourself a hug. And you're going to just make circles with the knees, rolling from one side to the other. And roll in the other direction. And then go on and rock yourself up. So take a couple of rocks back and forth, back and forth. And then rock up to sit. Once you get there, swing those legs out in front. And you're going to take your right leg, cross it over your left so that the right knee is stacked on top of your left. Right? Flex the right foot and the left foot. So knees are stacked on top of knees. And you're going to go on and fold forward, reach down for your ankle or your left foot. If you need to use your strap, do that. And we're going to take a little kumbhak here, a little breath retention, right? Really get into the sweetness here. So inhale, lift the chest up a little bit. Exhale, fold forward, emptying completely out. And just let it all release. Do not inhale. Let it go. Savor in the emptiness. Just remembering, not going to the point of pain. Not going to the point of pain. And at that moment when you really, really need to inhale, inhale and lift up. And come back to your Ujjayi breath. And take another deep inhale. Exhale, fold back in. This time, stay with your Ujjayi breath and just fold forward over that leg. Taking 2 more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. 1 more. And slowly come on up. I'm gonna lift your right leg up, bring the sole of the right foot to the mat on the outside, prepping yourself for a spinal twist. So the left leg can stay straight, and you can bend that left knee and bring that left foot to the back of the right hip. So in this twist, yeah, more than just the spine moving, I really want you guys to feel that stretch alongside the right hip. Take a deep inhale, exhale, twist to your right side. Take any variations you want. You can take a bind, you can hug the leg, whatever feels right for you. But definitely continue to inhale to lengthen, exhale to twist. Deep inhale, lengthen. Deep breaths, guys. Inhale. works for you. Yes. One more. Slowly release. Soften. And switch to the other side. Left leg's crossed over, right leg is straight, left knee's right on top of that right. And go on and hinge forward just a little bit. Take a nice deep inhale, lift the chest up a little bit more. And exhale, fold, completely empty out. Keep the breath out, do not inhale. Be right there in the juicy. Right in the juicy part. I love the juiciness. Inhale when you need to and come on up. Oh. Take another breath right here and just pausing. And then fold back in. And stay with your Ujjayi breath. So. Steady inhales and exhales. Taking a few more breaths. Last one, guys. Deep inhale. Exhale. And inhale, come on up. Taking our seated spinal twist. Drawing the left knee into your chest. Left foot on the mat. Right leg straight. Or bend the knee. And when you're ready, inhale, lengthen the spine first. And then exhale, twist it on around. Keeping that left knee hugging into the body. Deep inhale. Exhale. Lengthening and twisting. Deep inhale. Exhale. One more breath, everybody. And release. Nice work, guys. Extend your legs back out in front of you. And go on and fold forward, Paschimottanasana. Forward bend, inhale, exhale, fold. Grab the outsides of your feet, grab the big toes, or use your strap. Deep inhale, exhale, there you go. Nice. Last two breaths, everybody. Inhale. Exhale. Soften into it. One more. Inhale. Exhale. Slowly come up. And come onto your backs. For your shoulder stand. Take your time. If you guys need a blanket under your shoulders, let me know. But don't rush into it. Take your time whenever you're ready. We have plenty of it. And then watch out behind you. Slowly begin to lift those legs up. And we're going to take our shoulder stand together. So once everyone gets up there, we're going to stay up for about a minute or so, almost 2 minutes, with the legs up. I'll invite you guys while you're up there to go on and close the eyes. Finding the ease here in your shoulder stand. We're going to hug those elbows together, hips lifting high. So if you want to take any variations with the legs while you're up there, feel free. If you need to come out, you can come out of it, taking problems. And as you take the plow pose, allowing those legs to release over your head, legs straight. And thinking of the plow here is kind of plowing that hard ground. Yeah. Making way for easy planting. Softening of the field, softening of the body. And when you're ready, roll on out of it. Come onto your backs, coming into your fish pose. Once you take a few breaths in your fish, palms under your hips, chest is lifting, forearms are sliding under your back. Then the crown of the head drops down, hanging out there for a few. After you're done with that, begin to make your way onto your backs. Completely flat for Shavasana. As you make your way into Shavasana, if you like an eye pillow, place your hand on your belly. If you need a blanket, let me know and I'll bring you one by. It's kind of cooled off in here. Slowly begin to deepen your breath. Find gentle movement in the body by wiggling your fingers and toes. To draw your knees into your chest, give yourself a hug. And when you're ready, roll over to your right cheek and shoulder. And whenever you're ready, begin to lift yourself up into a comfortable cross-legged position. You can rest your hands on your knees. And I'm going to close with a thought from Krishnamurti. I find it really sweet. It is only a mind that looks at a tree or the stars or the sparkling waters of a river with complete abandonment that knows what beauty is, and when we are actually seen, we are in a state of love. Bring your hands to your heart space. Let the thumbs rest in the middle. Taking the softness, the lightness that we've cultivated over the past hour and 15 minutes, right into the rest of our lives, breathing in together. Loving life to the fullest, embracing life with passion. Namaste, everyone. Thank you guys very much.